As Richard said, we're really going to cover the title of the presentation. We're going to talk about two different kinds of allocation methods today. The more traditional, what I call functional allocations that are present in the API model partnership agreement that many of you have worked with for a number of years. And then sort of a newcomer to this business, what are called target allocations, which tend to be used more in private equity-backed transactions. And Tim's going to be sort of the leader in the presentation with regard to that. And Cliff will have some comments to make also with regard to targeted allocations. And then finally, we're going to finish up with a little bit of the impact of the 707 regulation changes that occurred a year ago. And what do we see as the impact on our typical oil and gas deals that we're all involved with?
John, do you want to talk a little bit about Bill Wilson not being here today?
Oh, I should. Bill Wilson, you see his name listed on. Bill had a situation evolve in his family that he was unable to attend, but Bill was a significant contributor into the materials, and we're keeping Bill and his family in our thoughts and prayers today. Okay, good point. Thank you.
Thank you
for that. All right, let's jump in and sort of set the stage, as I like to do in the moderator of these kinds of panels. So we're here talking about partnership special allocations, whether they be functional allocations or targeted allocations. And the real question we need to ask before we get too far into this is, well, why does any of this matter? So two things. There's an economic reason.